We need to remind them that they are priceless. We need to build a frame around their lives by speaking and living our lives in a way that our kids see that God is our priority and should be theirs as well. How do we do this? Well, remember, our gods become our kids' gods. Let's say that together. Our gods become our kids' gods. We need to speak over them out loud God's purpose on their life and on their lives, painting their lives with beautiful hues of color. We need to remind them every day that God is going to do awesome things in their life and that they are the spark. They are that spark that we're going to name our children's ministries, by the way. That's why all this is about sparks. Because it's true, number one. We're moving into a new phase in our children's ministry, and our children are going to be the sparks in this church. But you know what? We got to let them be the sparks in this church. Amen? We got to let them be this awesome creation that God made. We have got to give them vision and purpose and esteem so much so that they don't have a choice but to grow up into whatever God has called them to be. So our scripture for today also helps us out. Do you remember that? It seems like it's a long time ago. Here it is. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Do you do that? Scripture says, keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. I turned around and it was gone. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Is this a scripture about your family? Is this a scripture of the way you live your life? Folks, as we value and support our children will become the spark that ignites our flame. God created it that way. So be it. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, you are truly awesome. And I thank you so very much for this church community. I ask that your spirit and your anointing continue in the life of this church. That we would understand how vitally important children are, that they have worth, that they have value, and that they have great and awesome ideas. And we as a church need to speak over them God esteem, God purpose, and God's values in their life. We love you, God, and we have faith in you. And we ask you to help us in this way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand with me if you're able and turn to Pass It On number 572 in your hymnals. While you're finding that, I just got word before I preached that the VIM team laid their last 4x8 sheet of drywall in that church. Yay, praise God. So we can celebrate with them and continue to pray.